Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we are joined by Benjamin Butler with the Chamber of Commerce to talk about their upcoming award show.
You've been in Chamber of Commerce since about January. Can you tell me how that's going?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cade. It's been going really well. There was a little bit of a learning curve when I'm getting started, but we're getting our feet under us, or I am getting my feet under me. It's going really well. Just a lot to learn, but looking forward to serving the Chamber and the community here in 2016.
Could you tell me just in general some of the benefits of belonging to the Chamber?
For me, it might differ from person to person on who you talk to. For me, it's being a part of a community. It's believing in business and wanting to help not only your business, but other businesses. We have a lot of individual members, not just businesses. So it's being part of that community and showing that you take pride in Knoxville. It's not necessarily about what you're getting from the Chamber, but it's what the community gets as a whole that I really kind of focus in on.
Ben, I understand you have some events coming up. Could you tell the community a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. Our biggest one coming up here is our annual Chamber meeting. It's something that we're required to do by our bylaws. It's our annual Chamber meeting and Impact Awards. Now, in the past, this has been a banquet style. We have dinner, sit down for the meeting, there's a few speeches, and then we go through the awards real quick. Well, this year, I'm looking to change it up a little bit. Rather than a banquet, we're going to do an awards show. We're going to put more focus on the impact awards for the community and really showcase our community leaders and the people that are stepping up in the community. So on Thursday, March 10th, we're going to meet at the Grand Theater downtown and kind of have an old-fashioned award show, red carpet event, semi-formal attire, a business casual would be fine, no black tie affair. We don't have to get that fancy. It's going to be 6:30 is going to be our cocktail and hors d'oeuvres, social hour, and then 7:30 we'll move into the theater itself, into the auditorium, and have our awards show. We're going to focus a little bit less on the meeting part. We're required to do that. Nobody enjoys long speeches and hearing us babble on, and I don't like to do that either. So we're going to take some of the focus away from that and move more into that Impact Awards, and like I said earlier, and just showcase the people in the community. So it's a great way for us to do that, do it in a fun way. We're looking at having, you know, maybe some local paparazzi will show up, take some pictures out front as you're walking in. Who knows what's going to happen? It's an award show after all, so you never know. But it's also a way to showcase the Grand Theater and everything that's been put into there. And they're looking forward to hosting some events as well. That's why we have to have it on a Thursday. Typically, we've done it on a Saturday. With them having movies, the weekend's a big time for them. So they were gracious enough to allow us to rent out the building on Thursday and do our show there. So we're looking forward to it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to bring up that's coming up here in the community for the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, we're always working on things. Right now, one of our biggest things, which is one of the biggest things of the year, is Nationals. We're always working on Nationals. It seems like as soon as Nationals is over, we're turning our focus back on it. We've gotten a lot of volunteer inquiries already on it. We always need more. We've got some great people that just signed up to help take over the housing project. And for people that don't know what the Chamber does for housing, we facilitate between people in town that want to have race fans stay with them in their house or in their yard if they've got areas for them to camp. And then we get inquiries from out of town, out of state, even out of country, people that want to come to town, but we're obviously limited on hotel space, so they're looking for those opportunities, and we help to match people up for that. So we're looking at changing up that process a little bit. Like I said, we've got two great volunteers that are going to head that up and hopefully streamline that process and make it easier for everyone. And that way everybody gets matched up with a great guests, and the guests get a great experience when they come to Knoxville. So that's one of the biggest things that we're working on right now.
Thanks again to Benjamin Butler for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.